Chairs No Waiting, episode number 143, The Key of G. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's, pick up some great Mayberry items. They got some stuff on sale right now, so drop by over there and look around. Pick up some stuff for Christmas or birthdays or whatever it is, or just for fun, because it's full of Mayberry stuff. Everybody's going to love that. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Hey, I really appreciate your support. Man, thanks. The Mayberry Band, ladies and gentlemen. Mayberry Band. Thank you. Thank you. Folks, it's great to have you with me. We're actually recording this on the 4th of July. So we're doing this earlier than the day than normal. So we got some folks in the chat room here on this holiday enjoying just a little bit of time here in Mayberry with me. I forgot to tell you, Weaver's Department Store is at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over there and pick up some stuff. And again, thank all you who have donated in the past to the podcast just to keep it going. I really do appreciate it. So, all right. Well, folks, today we got The Key of G is the name of the podcast. And we're going to be talking about the theme song from The Andy Griffith Show, at least partially. That's going to be one of the things we're going to talk about. And now I want to go ahead and tell some of you guys, because you may or may not have seen it. Over the weekend, actually Sunday of this week, which was the 3rd of July, 2011. I have a bad habit, if you listen to some of my older podcasts, of saying it was 2001. It's 2011. You know, but we had a hacker hacked into one of our servers and brought down several of our websites. Now, they didn't actually get into our websites themselves. They actually got into the server and did some stuff to it. But they were able to get that back up and going fairly quickly. But I just wanted all of you to be aware and reassure you that there was nothing wrong, nothing was going to happen to you. You didn't get infected. Nothing happened like that. So if you came to one of the Mayberry sites over this past weekend and you saw, this site's been hacked, don't worry. There was nothing was stolen. I mean, we didn't lose anything throughout that. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know. Hey, we're going to get in on here to the comments because this is some pretty fun stuff, I do believe. The first one comes in from, the subject was from the Dr. Pendyke chapter. Chuck Knoll wrote in to say, I just wanted to send you a note about how happy we are to be a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rutgers Club. We're located in Frankfort, Indiana. Frankfort is the home of Will Greer. That's Grandpa Walton of the Waltons. And more importantly, Charles Aideman. Charles played Frank Smith in the episode number 163 of the Andy Griffith Show called Andy's Rival. He was the visiting teacher that Helen had to work with on the state guidelines. You may remember that. Anyway, Chuck's mother graduated with Charles and was a neighbor growing up. This puts my siblings and me as a third degree of separation from Andy Griffith. We try not to make a big melange out of it, though. Glad to be on the board and love the podcast. So, Chuck, hey, thank you so much for writing in. I'd love to hear from all you guys, so feel free to write in anytime. Chuck also wrote in to tell me about this. He was referring to episode number 140 of Two Chairs No Waiting, talking about Aunt B on Dragnet. He said Francis Bavier also appeared in the first episode of Alfred Hitchcock Presents. It was titled Revenge, and she was a neighbor lady to Vera Miles in a trailer park. I've seen clips from that. Never actually seen the episode, but I've seen clips. So be watching for that. You know, if you got channels that show Alfred Hitchcock Presents, be looking for that very first episode that actually had Frances in there. And she looked like Aunt B. She looked the same, dressed very similar. All right, now, next up, you get a break from me. Lucky you. We're going to hear from Larry Granger. He called in and had this to say.
Hey, Alan, Larry Granger here in Tennessee. I was just going to ask you a question and give you something to research. Maybe you've already done it. Have you ever noticed that the whistling at the end of the episode of The Andy Griffith Show and the whistling at the beginning of the episode are in two different keys, completely different keys, and I wondered how that might have happened? Anyway, give you something to work on. I look forward to hearing the answer. Have a good day.
Hey, Larry, I want to thank you for calling in. And you know, I had never noticed that. I'm not a musician, and so I had never noticed that at all. But after you mentioned it, I did go back and listen. So here, folks, for you, this is the opening theme of the Andy Griffith Show. Okay, we cut that off there. Now, here's the closing theme. Okay, so I think you can hear that. So listen to the first one again. This is the opening. And this is the closing. Definitely is different note there where it starts on. Now, had I ever noticed that? No, I had not. But several years ago, we had a person write in to the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, which is a daily email mailing list that you can subscribe to for free. Doesn't cost you anything. Where we talk about the Andy Griffith Show every day. Well, this had come up before. So Danny had written this. He had said, something I just noticed is that after the first two episodes on the DVDs, they're talking about the DVD season sets and DVD sets, he said, the song that is whistled over the closing credits is faster than normal, and it has a different drum beat under it. Then beginning in episode three, the whistling seems to be slowed down, so the song we're more familiar with. It sounds more like we're used to. Has anybody else ever noticed that? Well, Paul Mulick wrote in and said, yeah, I noticed that. He's on quite a few episodes in the DVD set. The closing theme has been sped up considerably, almost to the point of sounding cartoonish. The opening theme during the black and white years is supposed to be in the key of G, which is where our podcast episode came from, the key of G, and the closing theme in E flat. So it was intentional that they were two different notes there. For some reason, on episodes in question, which were the first few of the first season, it sounds like someone took a recording of the song in E-flat and sped it up by about 25%, putting it in G. I can't figure out why anybody would do this, unless maybe they had to speed up the credits slightly so they could get 8 episodes to fit on one disc. However, the text on the screen appears to be the proper slideshow speed, so maybe he's wrong, Paul said. And had a follow-up question here that Paul also answered. Said, this is from Chip Morris. He said, a friend of mine says the opening song changes at some point during the run of the show, the theme. He says the whistle and the whole tune itself changes from one octave to another. Can anybody verify this? So this is going back to Larry's original question, and Paul answered it by saying this. He says, it was originally in the key of G, but during the color years, once the show went color, it was lowered to E flat and shortened considerably. The announcer's voice was also eliminated. By the way, Earl Hagen did the whistling himself, Paul Mulick. So let's hear that one more time. So this is definitely for sure. Here's the opening theme. And here's the closing. So they definitely are at different keys. They did start at different keys. And Paul kind of gave us the best explanation I can provide because I'm not a musician. So, hey, I want to thank you, Larry, for calling in with your question. I want to thank Paul Mulick. Paul Mulick, in case you didn't know this, guys, he was hit by the tornado in Joplin, Missouri. He and his family are okay. But our thoughts and prayers go out to Paul as he's recovering from those tornadoes. He lost his home, and I think they've ended up, last I heard, we're going to just buy another house, a different one, because it was going to take so long to build back in their current location. So, Paul, you're in our thoughts and prayers. All right, so next up, we have a voicemail from Michael Jones. Now, Michael has got an iPod app. Let's let him tell us a little bit. So here's Michael.
Hey, Alan, this is Michael Jones from Helena, Alabama, just outside of Birmingham. I'm the guy that sent you an email a few days back about my new Andy Griffith Show iTunes trivia app. And I wanted to call and tell you that I started to listen to the podcast, and I had no idea that it was around. I'm really, really glad I found it. I listened to episode 141, the interview with Jim Clark and Ken Beck, and I thought that was fantastic. I've started to listen to some more of the podcasts and cue those up on my iPhone as I go to run. So you've got a new loyal fan. I love the show. And I really, really enjoy it. I think it's fantastic. The quality is great. The content is super, and it's perfect. I love it. I'm hooked. Have a great evening, and it's getting late, so I've got to go chase the pink elephants out of Otis's cell.
Chasing those pink elephants out. Well, hey, Michael, we want to thank you for calling in. I downloaded his app. Now, he had sent me an email, and he had a free version of the app. Now, for some reason today, as I was going to look, the free version is missing, and there's only the pro version, and it costs 99 cents. So, you know, it's going to kill you to buy it. But I can tell you this. I played with the free version, and it was fun, and it was fun. Now, the difference between the free and the paid version is that in the paid version, you get to play all 300 questions at your own, I guess, speed, you know, as fast as you want to. You don't have to, they're not delayed. Or the way the free version works, you have to play the trivia. It's timed like 90 seconds or something, and you can answer as many as you possibly can in that period of time. Anyway, it's a fun app. I'll have a link to both the free version, which I couldn't get to work today, but maybe it's just something wrong today with the iTunes store, and also to the pro version of his Mayberry trivia app. It's pretty fun to have on your iPod Touch or your iPhone. I assume it would work on an iPad too. I don't have any of those things. My son's got an iPod Touch, so I got to play a little bit with it on there. It was worth telling you about. I'm not getting any kickback from this, so I just thought it was something you guys might be interested in. So I'll have a link in the show notes that'll be on the website, twochairsnowaiting.com, for episode number 143. So y'all drop by over there and check it out. All right, so next up we have Chris Schaefer, and he had written in talking about the Graskills interview. We did interviews with the Graskills recently, and he said this. He said, thank you so much for the Graskills interviews. I went out and bought the album as soon as I was able. I took that album and some selected Dillard's tunes and the Andy Griffith Show American Originals albums and made an Andy Griffith playlist for my iPod. My daughter, 7, and son, 3, love it. That's all they want to listen to. You're raising your kids right, Chris. Man, thank you. So he said, favorites are Boy, Giraffes Are Selfish, Flop-Eared Mule, Cindy, Dooley, and Stay All Night. The kids especially love the ones that they can dance to. Even our black lab, Henry, joins in and sings, quotes around sings, along with the Andy Griffith Show theme. Just thought I'd share one way in which my family shares in the Mayberry spirit. Thanks for all your work you do in that regard. Peace, Chris. Hey, Chris, thank you for sending that note in and for raising your kids right. That is just wonderful. They would love the Andy Griffith Show and love the music from it. If you didn't hear it, there's an interview with the Graskills, two of them, the two Terrys, as part of the Graskills, in episodes number 133 and 134 of Two Chairs No Waiting. I definitely suggest or recommend that you go and check those out, because those guys were great Mayberry fans. We didn't talk as much about their album, Boy, Giraffes Are Selfish is the name of their album, as we did just talking about the Andy Griffith Show. So I definitely encourage you to head over there and check it out. So, all right, folks, well, that's all I've got for you today. This is a holiday here in the United States, and I thought we would just keep this to some feedback I'd gotten from you guys so you could hear other fans instead of just me talking. But, hey, I want to thank them for calling in, and I want to ask you to go over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a comment. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can give me a call at 888-684-8415. I'd love to hear from you any of those ways. You could also drop by over at Facebook and facebook.com/twochairs and leave messages there too. And thank you to the Mayberry Band for the Stars and Stripes Forever, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, guys.